Without supplies of grace from Christ, James Smith, The Believer's Companion in Seasons of Affliction and Trouble, 1842. Jehovah is emphatically called the God of all grace, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, the God of peace, the God of hope, the God of salvation. All of these titles are full of comfort and are calculated to inspire our souls with love, gratitude, and pleasure. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. All grace dwells in God and flows freely from Him. He is glorified in the communications of His grace to the most unworthy. You have received a little. He is able to make all of His grace abound toward you. The aboundings of His grace will produce strong faith, great patience, deep humility, holy contentment, ardent love, joyful hope, warm zeal, scriptural courage, and spiritual fortitude. It is divine grace which first quickened us to feel our lost state, led us to Jesus, gives us a good hope, conquers our corruptions, enables us to act for the Lord's glory. In reference to all these things, you feel miserably deficient. You cannot produce them. But God can make His grace abound to you. He can give you a sufficiency of grace to support you under every trial, to strengthen you under every burden, to qualify you for every duty, and to fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You have perhaps set about doing good works and have found yourself unable to perform them. You feel ashamed of what you have done. You have condemned yourself and perhaps have given way to fear and despondency. Good works can only be performed through grace received from the Lord. Without God's grace, the wisest miscarry. With grace, the most simple succeed. We can only serve God rightly when we serve Him with His own grace. You are not sufficient of yourself so much as to think a good thought. Without supplies of grace from Christ, you can do nothing to please Him. There is no good work, but you may perform it if you receive God's grace. There is no sin, but you may fall into if you trust to yourself and neglect the supplies of grace. God invites you to His throne of grace. He promises you a supply. He is able to make all grace to abound toward you. He is the God of all grace, and until He changes in His nature, forfeits His word, or refuses to give, you have no ground of complaint or despondency. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.